This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and I am sitting on a catamaran on a mooring with my good friend, Captain Nelson Booth. And Nelson has been out here for the last 10 years, living in the BVI and working as a captain. And Nelson, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about where you started your sailing.
I grew up in Texas in Fort Worth, and there's a Fort Worth Boat Club on Eagle Mountain Lake was my home waters when I was a kid. Learned how to sail there, and we actually had a Catalina 27 on the lake there for many years that we raced on the weekends. And my summer vacations were always down here in the Caribbean somewhere, sailing with my folks, and that just became something we did every year until I decided to make a move down here permanently.
Well, and you actually bought a charter company. Tell us about that.
Yeah, kind of a funny story there. The vacations led to being more interested in sailing, and so my family bought a charter boat back in 2000, and it was with a big company that doesn't exist anymore for a while. And after that, we moved to a little charter company called Bearcat Charters with it was a mom and pop store in BVI, and the boat was with them for about 10 years, and they were ready to move on and retire and go to do other things and wanted to sell the business. And after a time, they decided that it was better for them to just move on and do their own thing, and they were going to sell the business off piecemeal. And so I decided that I'd make them an offer, and next thing I knew, I was headed down to the Caribbean, whether I was ready for it or not.
Well, and then Hurricane Irma came along. Tell us what that was like, being in that experience.
Well, that was 5 years into me being here, and we thought we were prepared for Irma. We had 5 days of warning. I put all the boats away, packed the shop away, had food, water, generator, provisions, extra gasoline, you name it, all ready, put away at my friend's place in Cane Garden Bay here in Tortola that I was going to stay with. And we figured we were as well prepared as we could be, and it turned out nobody was prepared for that one. 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30 or so, an hour and a half after the storm started, the roof disappeared off of their apartment. So we spent the next couple hours in the bathroom with mattresses pushed up against the walls. The girls and the dogs in the bathtub with a mattress over them, and just waited for the eye to come so we could get out of there. And we spent the second half in the Cane Garden Bay Police Station, which is the happiest I've ever been to be in a jail.
Thank you so much, Nelson Booth. I appreciate having an opportunity to be with you here in the British Virgin Islands.
Thanks so much.
All right, thank you for that. You just heard a pre-recorded interview with Karen Lyle from SailsportTalk.com in the British Virgin Islands. Let's do it live as Karen joins us now. And Karen, last we heard from you, you were heading down there to get on a catamaran. So give us an update, please.
Well, today we left Virgin Gorda and went on a downwind sail for about 4 hours. Just beautiful weather. It was about 10 to 15 knots. We were sailing downwind, jib along, maybe 1 to 2 foot swells. Just a gorgeous sunny day.
And tell us about the sights and sounds, please.
Well, right now, we just hooked the mooring ball. And as I mentioned before, they have, we don't actually go into marinas or anything out here in the BVI. They have these little mooring balls that are anchored to the bottom of they're anchored, and they have a ball that attaches at the top, and then you hook your boat onto it. And so all these boats are hanging at the end of one, and we're in a place called Trellis Bay, which is on Beef Island off the main island of Tortola. And, it's just pretty soon we're probably going to hop in the water, jump off the boat, and go to the opening. And the reefs are just gorgeous, of course, going back. So we had the Hurricane Irma back in 2017.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now I can. You faded off like you went into Davy Jones' locker there for a second. So.
Where did you lose me?
You said, well, we're going to Tortola and...
Oh, okay, okay. So, sorry about that. I'm on a boat. No, I said, just jump off the back of the boat and go snorkeling from here, and that the snorkeling is just really excellent. We have a lot of beautiful different types of reef fish, and the coral, which was really decimated when Hurricane Irma came through, has been growing back, so you can see how much has grown over the last 5 years since the hurricane. And, of course, the best thing out here is, after you've been sailing and you've snorkeled a bit, is having a nice painkiller, which is a wonderful tropical drink that is two parts pineapple juice, one part orange juice, two shots of rum, and some nutmeg on the top over a nice tall glass of ice.
That sounds lovely. Now, let me ask you this, Karen, because I remember my grandmother went on a Caribbean cruise, and whenever the cruise pulled up, a lot of the indigenous people down there, and some of it is almost third world, they would set upon the people with money and try to sell them trinkets and wares and bric-a-brac and homemade things, because that was their way of making money off the quote-unquote rich people that pulled up. So do you get that too when you come into to shore, that you are a lot of local people trying to sell you wares, or are you sort of acclimated into the natives there?
Well, you know, it used to be that we would have maybe one or two boats come up and, you know, bring, you know, handmade crafts and things like that. I think that was up through, I don't think I've seen it since about 2017. But definitely during COVID, we don't see that much. Now, when you hook a mooring ball, you used to have someone come by and say, hey, you owe us $30 for the mooring ball. But now they have an app, and you have to go on your phone, and it's called Boaty Ball, and you reserve the mooring and pay for it online. So they've changed everything, so it's a lot more touchless. You know, you have to have a negative COVID test within the last 48 hours even to get into the area for BBI.
So what are your destinations? Like, where do you, I know it is a pleasure sail, but you're also, you know, you've got an itinerary of sorts. How is that?
Well, we started out in Tortola, and then we went across the way to the Bight in Norman Island. And there is three beautiful caves there that you can snorkel in. And I'd say it's an intermediate to advanced, you know, snorkel. You're swimming out over maybe, 80 feet of water, and then you go into the caves, and you can see some just amazingly beautiful orange, blue, green, coral, and usually several schools of fish in the caves. And if you go between 3 and 5 in the afternoon, as you go, the sunlight is just streaming in at an angle, so you can see the rays of light coming through the water, and it really illuminates the coral and everything. And so you just sail alongside the rocks, and you find the caves one after another. And at the very end, there's this cave that you can actually swim in and walk up on the rock, and there's this huge opening this, a hole that goes, you can see the sky, and there's some like vines hanging down. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And you pull out your underwater camera, which I have, and take some photographs of that and come back out and then go on a dinghy back to the boat. So that's the first day out there on the boat. And then from there, in the evening, there's a place called Willie T's. And Willie T's is kind of like, you know, if you can think 70s, it's a little piece of time warp into the 70s. And it's a bar that's on a boat, and it's been here for just forever. And actually, it was damaged. The old one was damaged by the hurricane, but they built a new one, and now it's back in the Bight, which is the what they call the little enclave in Norman Island. And you go there and have a beer, and they have music, and you had several people there from Puerto Rico, because in July, it's Christmas, and they call it Christmas in July. A lot of people come up from Puerto Rico on their fishing boats, and there was some music and dancing, and then people will oftentimes just take off all their clothes and jump off the back of the boat on the, it's like two stories. You know, in this case, most everyone just in their bathing suits jumped off into the water below. And it's kind of like a thing, you know, everybody daring each other to take this big jump into the water. And of course, it says no jumping, which is, of course, the incentive for everyone to jump, because, of course, I'm sure the insurance says you're not supposed to jump. But people have been doing it since 1970s.
And did you jump, Karen?
You know, I have taken pictures of people jumping. I usually, by that time, have been doing so much snorkeling that I'm like, no, I'm good. I danced. Absolutely, I danced. And so I danced with a bunch of 20-somethings who were up there partying, and we had a good time around the bar. Then the next day, we took off to, hey, Michael, where did we go after Norman Island? It was Cooper Island? I think it was Cooper Island. Okay. So we went to Cooper Island, and that's another beautiful spot. It has a nice little restaurant and bar ashore. You take the dinghy and go look there, and also the snorkeling is quite good in that area. And then from Cooper Island, in another long sail the next day. So it's kind of like, get up, you have breakfast, you have your coffee or tea, you go sailing for 2 to 3 hours, hook a mooring ball, snorkel, have, you know, go to shore, see what's there and who's there, and then go to the next island the next day, you know, just kind of hang out on the day on the boat. So that kind of repeats. And so the next place we went was Virgin Gorda, and it's a pretty big, it's called the Virgin Gorda Sound. It's a pretty big area. And there are some, for those who are familiar with the British Virgin Islands, there's a Bitter End yacht club that was completely decimated by Irma. Now it's back and full swing. And there's Saba Rock, where they feed these fish called tarpon. And they're maybe about 3-4 feet long. And they come in swarms at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And someone pulls out chum and starts throwing to the fish, and they all fight for it. And sometimes they'll have like a long piece of the belly of a fish and do a tug of war with one of the fish and kind of show how strong they are.
Well, I don't know if you're homesick or not, but right now it's 57 degrees and super foggy where we are.
No. So actually, this is where I like to be in July. And I've been here in July for nine years with a break for COVID. That was just a 2 year.
And we should stress that you're Karen Lyle, not Karen Bezos, right?
Well, it wouldn't do any good to have the name Bezos unless you had the money to go with it.
All right, so what's on the docket? I love the life of the idle rich. We're all jealous. So what's next for you?
Well, I'm going to be here for this particular trip. I'm doing 2 10-day stints. We have 2 sets of guests, and so I'm here with Vlad and Tanya and our captain, Michael Arntz, who's in the boat that I've been on for all these 9 years. So I'm not sure where we're going to go next, but I would imagine that we're going to hit Joost Van Dijk and go see Fox. Foxy's is a great location, but usually some nightlife there. Foxy's is a famous singer, guitar player who built a restaurant here. You usually go in, you can see, you know, everybody's left their mark. There's stickers, there's signs from all different parts of the world, and, you know, some, you know, girl left her panties up on the ceiling. You know, there's all different kinds of things, you know, to mark that place, and it's starting to get all new memorabilia since all the rest of it was blown away in 17.
So you cut out. You said you left your panties there, huh?
Not me. I said.
Well, is there?
I'm more the observer than the doer in those things.
I know. I'm just kidding. Is there, with all those islands, is there a forbidden island, like a leprosy island or a radioactive island or a snake island, anything like that?
Well, there is a snake island.
Ooh.
There's a salt island, a beef island, and the saying is that when the pirates would come in to this area, because this was definitely an area for pirates to hang out in, that they would go to Salt Island to get their salt and then go over to Beef Island and steal some cattle.
And then they would go to Snake Island to get their snakes?
Yeah, I think the snakes just kind of hang out there, and it might be a place you anchor, but not I think they have shotguns here, but...
Last question for you, and what are you most looking forward to doing that you haven't done already down there?
Well, I have to say that every time you even leave a mooring ball and go sailing, it's always different. There's nothing exactly the same about sailing every time because the water and the wind combinations are always unique for that moment. Oh, I forgot to mention squalls. So we had a squall, and those are very interesting. You know, when a little white patch of air comes over your boat and all of a sudden you're immersed in water and churning water and lots of rain. We had a very small squall sailing, but I imagine that we're going to probably have one or two more that are happening. They're interested as long as they're not hurricane worth. And it looks like we're free of hurricanes right now in the weather watch.
All right, knock on wood. Smooth sailing for you, Karen. Have a great time, and we'll get your report next week, all right?
Okay, sounds great. Bye-bye, Rick.
All right, there she is, gallivanting around the British Virgin Islands. Sounds pretty good to me. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.